Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up until yesterday, I took the view that what we did in the House of Commons representing our constituents was a noble endeavour, because for centuries of forebears we defended the freedoms of the British people. Well, we did up until yesterday. This Sunday is the anniversary of Magna Carta, the document that guarantees that most fundamental of British freedoms, habeas corpus, the right not to be imprisoned by the state without charge or reason. But yesterday this House decided to allow the state to lock up potentially innocent citizens for up to 6 weeks without charge. Now, the counter-terrorism bill will in all probability be rejected by the House of Lords very firmly. After all, what should it be they be there for if not to defend Magna Carta? But because the impetus behind this is essentially political, not security, the government will be tempted to use the Parliament Act to overrule the Lords. It has no democratic mandate to do this, since 42 days was not in its manifesto. Its legal basis is uncertain, to say the least. But purely for political reasons, this government's going to do that. And because the generic security arguments relied on will never go away, technology, development complexity and so on, we'll next see 56 days, 70 days, 90 days. But in truth, 42 days is just one, perhaps the most salient example of the insidious, surreptitious and relentless erosion of fundamental British freedoms. Now, we will have shortly the most intrusive identity card system in the world, a CCTV camera for every 14 citizens, a DNA database bigger than any dictatorship has, with thousands of innocent children and a million innocent citizens on it. We've witnessed an assault on jury trials, that bulwark against bad law and its arbitrary abuse by the state. Shortcuts with our justice system that make our system neither firm nor fair. And the creation of a database state, opening up our private lives to the prying eyes of official snoopers and exposing our personal data to careless civil servants and criminal hackers. The state has security powers to clamp down on peaceful protest and so-called hate laws that stifle legitimate debate, whilst those who incite violence get off scot-free. This cannot go on. It must be stopped. And for that reason, today I feel it's incumbent on me to take a stand. I will be resigning my membership of this House, and I intend to force a by-election in Holter, Price and Howe.
We'll talk about the clip you just heard. Top Tory, Davis, resigns over the fact that England is becoming a total and complete dictatorship. We'll also play some clips of Kucinich and go ahead and take some of your calls in the next segment. And coming up later in the show, we're getting into net neutrality, and then we'll take you to Ireland, where they're fighting the European Union expansion with We Are Change Ireland. So that is coming up as well today in the Jam Pack Show. I sound like I'm a little breathless here, dealing with some stuff during the breaks outside, a lot of the different developments. So we will continue to cover all of this as it unfolds, ladies and gentlemen. The Governor's Mansion fire, all of it, right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Madam Speaker, pursuant to Clause 2 of Rule 9, I rise to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows. The House is not in order.
Please proceed.
The form of the resolution is as follows. A resolution, articles of impeachment of George Bush, President of the United States. Resolved that President George W. Bush be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate. Articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives of the United States of America in the name of itself and of the people of the United States of America in maintenance and support of its impeachment against President George W. Bush for high crimes and misdemeanors. In his conduct while President of the United States, George W. Bush, in violation of his constitutional oath to faithfully execute the office of President of the United States, and to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, has committed the following abuses of power. Article 1, creating a secret propaganda campaign to manufacture a false case for war against Iraq. In his conduct, will President of the United States, George W. Bush, in violation of his constitutional oath to faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and to the best of his ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of its constitutional duty under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, has both personally and acting through his agents and subordinates, together with the Vice President, illegally spent public dollars on a secret propaganda campaign to manufacture a false cause for war against Iraq. The Department of Defense has engaged in a years-long secret domestic propaganda campaign to promote the...
Gentlemen will suspend. The House will come to order. Please proceed.
The Department of Defense has engaged in a years-long secret domestic propaganda campaign to promote the invasion and the occupation of Iraq. The secret program was defended by the White House press secretary following its exposure. This program follows the pattern of crimes detailed in Articles 1, 2, 4, and 7. Strike that, 8. The mission of this program placed it within the field controlled by the White House Iraq Group, known as WIG, a White House task force formed in August 2002 to market an invasion of Iraq to the American people. The group included Karl Rove, I. Lewis Libby, Condoleezza Rice, Karen Hughes, Mary Matlin, Stephen Hadley, Nicholas E. Calio, and James R. Wilkinson. The White House Iraq Group, or WIG, produced white papers detailing so-called intelligence of Iraq's nuclear threat that later proved to be false. This supposed intelligence included the claim that Iraq had sought uranium from Niger, as well as the claim that the high-strength uranium tubes Iraq purchased from China were to be used for the sole purpose of building centrifuges to enrich uranium. Unlike the National Intelligence Estimate of 2002, the WIG's white paper provided, quote, gripping images and stories, unquote, and used, quote, literary license, unquote, with intelligence. The White House Iraq Group's white papers were written at the same time and by the same people as speeches and talking points prepared for President Bush and some of his top officials, in violation of his constitutional oath to faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and to the best of his ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, has both personally and acting through his agents and subordinates misled the Congress and the citizens of the United States about a threat of nuclear attack from the nation of Iran. The National Intelligence Estimate released to Congress and the public on December 4, 2007, which confirmed that the government of the nation of Iran had ceased any efforts to develop nuclear weapons, was completed in 2006. Yet the president and his aides continued to suggest during 2007 that such a nuclear threat was developing and might already exist. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley stated at the time, the National Intelligence Estimate regarding Iran was released, that the president had been briefed on his findings in the last few months. Hadley's statement establishes a timeline that shows the president knowingly sought to deceive Congress and the American people about a nuclear threat that did not exist. Hadley has stated that the president, quote, was basically told, stand down, and yet the president and his aides continued to make false claims about the prospect that Iran was trying to build a nuclear weapon that could lead to World War III. This evidence establishes that the president actively engaged in and had full knowledge of a campaign by his administration to make a false case for an attack on Iran, thus warping the national security debate at a critical juncture and creating the prospect of an illegal and unnecessary attack on a sovereign nation. Even after the National Intelligence Estimate was released to Congress and the American people, The president stated he didn't believe anything had changed and suggested he and members of administration would continue to argue that Iran should be seen as posing a threat to the United States. He did this despite the fact that United States Intelligence Agency had clearly and officially stated this was not the case. Evidence suggests that the Bush administration's attempts to portray Iran as a threat are part of a broader U.S. policy towards Iran. On September 30, 2001, then Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld established an official military objective of overturning the regime in Iran, as well as those in Iraq, Syria, and four other countries in the Middle East, according to a document quoted in then Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Douglas Feith's book, War and Decision. General Wesley Clark reports in his book, Winning Modern Wars, being told by a friend in the Pentagon in November 2001 that the list of governments that Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz planned to overthrow included Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Sudan, and Somalia. Clark writes that the list also included Lebanon. Journalist Gareth Porter reported in May 2008 asking Feith at a public event which of the six regimes on the Clark list were included in the Rumsfeld paper, to which Feith replied, all of them. Rumsfeld's aides also drafted a second version of the paper as instructions to all military commanders in the development of campaign plans against terrorism. The paper called for military commanders to assist other government agencies as directed, to encourage populations dominated by terrorist organizations or their supporters to overthrow that domination. In January 2005, Seymour Hersh reported in the New Yorker magazine that the Bush administration had been conducting secret reconnaissance missions inside Iran at least since the summer of 2004. In June 2005, former United Nations weapons inspector Scott Ritter reported that the United States security forces had been sending members of the Mujahideen al-Khaq, MEK, into Iranian territory. The MEK had been designated a terrorist organization by the United States, the European Union, Canada, Iraq, and Iran. Ritter reported that the United States Central Intelligence Agency had used the MEK to carry out remote bombings in Iran. In April 2006, Hersh reported in the New Yorker magazine that U.S. combat troops had entered and were operating in Iran, where they were working with minority groups, including the Azeris, the Balukis, and the Kurds. In April 2006, Larissa Alexandrova reported on Raw Story that the U.S. Department of Defense was working with and training the MEK or former members of the MEK, sending them to commit acts of violence in southern Iran in areas where recent attacks had left many dead. Raw Story reported that the Pentagon had adopted the policy of supporting MEK shortly after the 2003 invasion of Iraq and in response to the influence of Vice President Richard B. Cheney's office. Raw Story subsequently reported that no presidential finding and no congressional oversight existed on MEK operations. In March 2007, Hersh reported in the New Yorker magazine that the Bush administration was attempting to stem the growth of Shiite influence in the Middle East, specifically the Iranian government and Hezbollah in Lebanon, by funding violent Sunni organizations without any congressional authorization or oversight. Hersh said funds had been given to, quote, three Sunni jihadist groups connected to Al-Qaeda, unquote, that, quote, wanted to take on Hezbollah. In April 2008, the Los Angeles Times reported that conflicts with insurgent groups along...
All right, it went on for another 15 minutes or so. We're going to come back and talk to John in Holland, Fred in Texas, David in California, Jay in Texas, and others. Got some big guests coming up as well. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Dead Enders from Midas, June 12, 2008. Gold, $859.60. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $884.95, $436 for half, $218 for quarter. That's $484.95, $436, and $218. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
All right, let's go to Holland. John in Holland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Good to hear you. Good to talk to you. I called to point something out about the Bilderberg meeting last weekend. I don't know if you missed it, but I haven't heard you talk about it. The oldest son of Beatrix was there as well.
I did not see him. I did not see him, but I do believe I saw him on the list.
He's on the participant list. Under the name Orange, His Royal Highness, the Prince of...
Yeah, he's the head of Dutch World Shell, isn't he?
No, no, no. He's working for the UN, trying to get...
Well, I know one of them is the chairman of Dutch World Shell, at least in the photos we've seen posted in European papers from a meeting a few years ago in Europe.
That might be his brother. I don't know. This one is working on getting control over water worldwide.
Wow.
And he's also a member of the IOC.
Well, yeah, they want to artificially reduce the amount of water we can get to jack up the price as well. That's definitely on Bilderberg agenda.
Yep. He's the one, I guess. Well, good to talk to you. Thanks for waking me up.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, John. Jay in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I hear there's a lot of talk about my RFID chip being talked about on your radio show.
I don't know who you are, Jay. What's going on?
I'm the guy that I'm unsecured coins. The guy that got his RFID chip a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you're one of the guys that says 9/11 wasn't an inside job and the Marines didn't throw a puppy off a cliff and the WMDs were found in Iraq. Yeah.
I'd say 9/11 wasn't an inside job, but I say the Marine threw the puppy off the cliff. But anyway, we wanted to talk about my chip.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I know because I had family tell me 5 years ago that all the officers were going to get chips within 2 years, and most of them did. And then they had a big meeting here in Texas. You said hundreds of officers, they were all told that. And then now I've seen a few blurbs in the press. But, yeah, you've posted on the web where you got your chip inserted and shown your documents, and you've been hailed by your little buddies as being a good minion.
Well, I really like to know why I got so much attention from you and from Burmese whenever he was on your...
Because we've all been called kooks. We've all been called liars because we read government documents 10, 12 years ago about how they plan to microchip the entire population. And then now it's all over the news and they're pushing it constantly. And they're, you know, if you want a chip to get in the bar, got to have it. Or you want to work for the Mexican Attorney General, got to have it. And I've had police chiefs on who said they want to make the entire public take it, and they've taken it. Bergen County, New Jersey. And so you're pointing out that, as usual, we're telling the truth, just people can't handle it. I mean, hold on, let me stop you. It was a few weeks ago I read some of your stuff, and I saw your photo the other day of where you had the chip put in the scar. But, I mean, it was all denied. And people would deny that they were planning to chip the troops. We were kooks, we were nuts, and I believe you said, well, I guess these guys are right about one thing.
Yeah, I did say that you guys were apparently right about one thing, but what I want to know is, why did you get worked up over something that I made up?
Well, that's what I told Burmese, is that I said that better watch out, these guys are so dishonest that they could then come in with a psyop and claim that it was baloney, and I appreciate your call.
I made up everything.
Well, good.
Okay.
Well, then you're a liar, and I appreciate your call, probably like you're lying now. You post a fake photo where you had a chip implanted. You show documents, Army documents, where you were ordered to go to the facility and get your chip. The media admits they're putting chips in troops, and then you call in trying to discredit us and say because you're a liar. See, like your father, the devil, you're a pack of liars. Okay, it doesn't matter what you made up or what you say you're making up or if this is a new lie. People don't believe liars. You think this discredits us that you call in and you lie? You think this discredits us that you are a pack of liars? Absolutely amazing. And if I do remember, I believe it was that site. There's so many that you guys joined in on that we made up the puppy stuff. In fact, I need to go look up the archives and see that. And that we made up everything else. No, we didn't make up anything. The Associated Press, the London Telegraph, and others admit they threw the puppy off and killed it. Okay? A real puppy. And no amount of psyops is going to cover that up. And no amount of psyops is going to cover up MSNBC, Mexican Attorney General, makes his employees take a chip. No amount of psyops is going to cover up that the Pentagon has announced they want to chip the troops. No amount of psyops is going to make up the fact that a lot of special forces have gotten them. No amount of psyops is going to change that my cousin, 18 years in the Army, 3 tours in Iraq, 2 in Afghanistan, has gotten a chip. Okay? Period. So go ahead and say whatever you want. Everybody knows they're pushing chips on the news. Whether you lied or not, shame on you, however you're lying.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with another Sunday edition. Artists Working on Radio, here we are. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The front lines in the Infowar. I became aware in 2001 of Internet 2, a consortium of companies, government, universities, who said they were going to, quote, kill the Internet. That's their quote. That the Internet was already dead. They announced that each year at their conference in Austin, Texas, Tokyo, Japan, Chicago, Illinois, London, England. And they said they're just going to not rebuild the hubs or upgrade the major hubs, force you over to the Internet 2 system that's been paid for by government, that you'll have to have a subdomain. So you can actually go to their documents and hear them say it all. It's now become big news. Everybody's finding out about one or two facets of it. There's really about 8 different facets that we covered yesterday. And you'll all have subdomains, kind of like a YouTube channel or a MySpace page, and then they can censor you, they can shut you down, they can control with keywords what you post, what videos you put up. That is the future of the web. And then pay-per-view, you get a low amount of bandwidth, even if you pay for a big connection, even people pay for servers to stream it to you. That's not enough. They're going to gouge you. It's already started here in Texas really about a year ago, finally hit the news in the mainstream news in the last month. They also want to have an internet tax. Local states are trying to tax it. There's also censorship with kind of the Chinese filtering model that France is now putting in. All of this is happening. And so it's not just one or the other. People seem to know about net neutrality, but that's only the backbone providers, the infrastructure, refusing to communicate with each other. And we've seen a third of the internet or more shut down when just Level 2 and Cogent a few years ago were fighting for a few weeks. So this is what they're doing. It's like taking over an existing road and putting toll roads on it. Now, the reason I have this next guest on is they have a very popular website. It's ipower.movielol.org. And we played a little audio clip from a video they put up that's got millions of views, because there's a whole bunch of different versions of it with 800,000 views, 500,000 views. All their videos get millions of views over time, and they're having a big effect. They talked about how they were told a rumor by somebody in the industry, and then Time Magazine confirmed it. So since they're so influential, I wanted to have them on and just find out how they woke up to this, and then secondarily maybe ask them if they were aware of the public statements in the minutes and press releases of Internet 2 Consortium. And I want to welcome Reese Lason on to the show with us, one of the hosts of the iPower TV program. Welcome, sir.
Hello, hello. Glad to be on the show.
And listen, I just want to save the web. I don't even think I'm up here bragging about how much I know about this, but you're influential, you and your co-host. I wanted to first ask you, were you aware of those other facets?
Well, were we aware about the Internet 2 Consortium facets that you just discussed?
Yes.
Actually, only to a very limited extent. Most of the things you're talking about right now are things we're actually not very much aware of, I must say.
Well, go read, type in The Internet is Dead, and you'll get a bunch of mainstream articles, because that's their slogan. And,
mm-hmm.
and they say they're just going to force us off of it by literally not upgrading it. So it's more than just no net neutrality and them not letting peer-to-peer stuff happen without agreements.
Mm-hmm.
They're just talking about totally killing it.
Yeah, but that's actually pretty much what will happen in either case, even if only what the information that we just came out with, if only that happens, then they're effectively killing it already. So maybe they wouldn't even have to go that far, because commercializing and restricting the Internet in such a way that you won't, that just mainstream masses won't be encouraged anymore to go beyond their main package, because everything has a fee attached to it, that will effectively already kill off the Internet. Because,
well, you're right,
you know,
but Internet 2 says that my website, Infowars.com, or that iPower, will have to pay just to be listed by them. Not just the user paying, but also the providers will have to pay.
Yeah, that sounds like it could very well be the direction it goes in. That sounds logical, yeah. Yeah, because of course, if the users have to pay extra subscriptions to their providers to have access to those non-standard sites, then I guess any site that wants to be that wants to get any sort of exposure will also have to have some sort of deal to even give users that option. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, tell me about iPower, because man, you guys are all over the place, and I really commend the amount of viewers you've got, and I just hope to God we can get you guys fully integrated into what's, you know, the full battle plan, because there's no debating this.
Yeah.
People are watching your videos and doubting it, and if they only knew, it's 100 times worse than you're even saying.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the thing is, we're just a small group of people. We're five people, and we're basically activists in, like, you know, the simplest sense of the word. We're just people who are very driven to make the best possible positive change that we can in the world. And as soon as we got the insights into what's happening with the net neutrality issue, or at least a little bit of insight into it, we were very well motivated to really try to do something about that, because the Internet is the only medium that is that actually encourages such strong empowerment of the individual and allows for such amazing growth of just ideas, that we know that it will be like the haven of all roots of future activism if it is allowed to grow. But as soon as we realized that the industry will definitely try everything they can to not let that happen, we realized that we really had to go full force into trying to do something about that and make people aware of it. So that's what we're doing now.
Well, you're right. In one of your video clips, you have the inventor, one of the true inventors of the internet, not Al Gore, on there, saying that the web has empowered people. It is what our whole society in industrialized nations is based on. It's what's let our economy survive. And we're talking about a mass crime, a mass hijacking under Internet 2, with 50 corporations and 50 universities and Western governments saying they're going to hack it up and divvy it up to themselves and then wall off everybody else. I mean, this is starting to happen now, is the point I'm trying to make.
It's already starting. If Time Warner just blocked all Usenet access across all of the U.S. I don't know if they just started doing it, but they just decided to do it. So if they didn't start right now, they're going to do it in a few days or so, I believe.
Explain what that means for people that don't know.
Well, Usenet is an internet protocol just like the web is. You know, you have the World Wide Web, but you also have other things. Like many people know IRC for chatting, and they know a lot of people also know Usenet. Usenet was like one of the first popular internet protocols that allowed people to form news groups and discussions. It's like one of the oldest ways to create discussions.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I mean, everybody's on the message board saying, so what, I'll go back to BBS. No, they're going to block that too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're talking about blocking everything. They're talking about hacking. I mean, as you know, but Internet 2 says that you won't be able to go anywhere but on their main hubs and then whoever they have agreements with. I mean, they're saying it's...
Yeah, but of course, the whole thing there is actually almost irrelevant, because going back to BBS just through normal phone lines sounds like it could be an option, but it will be so underground that will never have an impact on mainstream media anymore, while the Internet today is having an enormous destructive impact on, you know, sort of the shallow mainstream media. And that's what the whole industry...
And that's the issue.
Really,
you're right.
Yeah, exactly. That's
my next question. We have a 60%+ reduction in newspaper circulation in the last 15 years. Cable media, everything imploding because they're lies and propaganda. But I think it's too little too late. Pandora's box is open. The genie's out of the bottle. The horse has already got out of the barn, as they say, every other cliche. I mean, this has happened. They've already been discredited, and I think it's too little too late. What do you say?
Well, the thing is, we were a little bit more optimistic recently, but until we got in contact with, like, a very high-profile source that told us, like, oh, yeah, well, we have deals, you know, we have deals with these and these internet providers because soon they'll all be taking it down, and we have to make sure that we jump on the bandwagon and have our exclusivity deals. We thought, like, holy shit, this is really, that's really what's going to happen in, like, a few years from now. So then we were very, well, how do I put it, upset and really, really became pretty active on it.
Hey, Reese, let me stop you again. This isn't just an internet show. It's on a lot of AM and FM, so please be careful. I'm not mad at you. Just please know. Only King's English here. Okay, so going back, tell us about, I mean, we have all the documents, and I hate to just get into what people told you, but then you actually got a lot of the documents and posted them. But tell us what the inside source told you.
Well, we actually don't have that much information, but what we do have is we have multiple inside sources really high up in internet providers and very big content providers. Like, I won't say any names, but, you know, think stuff like gaming companies, like, I don't know, EA Games. I'm not saying it's not them, but stuff like that, telling us that the internet will basically evolve within a few years to a system where the ISPs actually just give you access to a standard package of websites, and those websites you'll access just like you normally do. And those will be sites that they have exclusivity deals with. So those will be, you'll only have access to services from companies who pay big money to make sure that you can access their services. If you want to access anything else on the entire internet, you will have to pay extra subscriptions per website. So if I want to go to PrisonPlanet.com, I will have to subscribe to PrisonPlanet.com and actually pay a fee for that. So
now let's be clear. You'll have to pay them to get to my website. So in a way, it's stealing content.
Exactly. The excuse, of course, will be on the one hand that they need the bandwidth, so suddenly there will be like a sort of bandwidth, according to them, that they need people to pay extra for the use of that bandwidth. And of course, the way they will market it is they will market it through fear. They will say like, look, they're already doing it now. Time Warner and such are already doing it, saying, look, we need to protect you from all the dangers of the internet. We need to make it into something that's a lot more restricted and a lot safer. So in the end, it'll be marketed as a richer and safer internet. Richer because we have access to the
internet. No, let me stop you.
Sites.
Let me stop you. Again, that's what they say they're going to do. You're going to have to register to get on Internet 2. Internet 2 is basically going to be a few thousand channels of these controlled consortiums. You will pay to get access to that information. You are absolutely right. So what you're organically realizing, sir, I'm telling you, is in all the Internet 2 documents, and we have to have the public come together and stop being in denial and realize that just like radio was first open and free for 20 years and anybody could do it, they hijacked it and took it over. They are now doing this to the Internet.
Exactly.
I got to say, though,
exactly,
they're going to have one incredible fight getting this done.
I must admit I'm not exactly up to date about the Internet 2 documents, but it sounds like it's the same thing, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been interrupting you, sir. For the next 4 minutes, I'm not even going to say anything. You've got the floor. Whatever you want to talk about, you got the floor for the next 4 minutes.
Okay. Well, the thing is that this is what multiple sources have confirmed, and what we then realized was that the main issue here is simply awareness. You know, we're always skeptical towards those types of awareness campaigns where, you know, people think they can fix everything with an awareness campaign. But in this case, it's really the case. If people don't, if the mainstream masses don't have the common notion of the internet being such an important open free space, then nothing will happen, and they'll be able to market it the way they plan to, and they'll be able to make people believe that a more restricted, safer internet is the way to go, and everyone will just embrace it with open arms because they won't even, you know, they won't even realize it. The big thing is you have a great division here. You have a lot of people online who are very active on the internet, for whom the internet is very much of a social playground, and it's kind of like a second home. And for them, it's all like, oh, well, someone's going to stop this, obviously, because the internet is so important. But what these people often don't realize is that the amount of people that is so active and so social on the internet is still too low to actually feed that mass mainstream notion of the importance of what the internet does for critical thinking, for the empowerment of the individual, etc. So one of the main things we hope to accomplish by just spreading awareness and getting people together on the iPower social network is creating enough, how shall I call it, hype, creating enough momentum that not only those people that are already so active come together and stand as one united voice, but that it also catches on and that mainstream media also gets a clue, because that's also what we hope that now will happen with Time Magazine, because that may start a lot of things. When Time Magazine publishes the article, that may really get mainstream media interested in, hey, what the hell? They're actually sort of taking down the internet, because you have to put it like that to make it really clear to them. So we really hope that that will go places. And that's pretty much our goal for now, yeah. Hello? Hello, sir? Well, this is pretty much all we have to say on the subject for now. We're just trying to get people together on the iPower social network, which is kind of the main hub that we're trying to centralize all the net neutrality activism on. So that's why we're doing these YouTube clips, which are getting millions of views now, fortunately, and kind of inspiring people to come together on that place, because right now a lot of people getting pissed about it just randomly doesn't really change much. I mean, some people posting on this forum, on that forum, it raises some awareness. It's good. It's definitely not bad. But we need people to join together against it. Also, we keep digging for information and keep people up to date about it via the website, because as I said, we don't really have all the information ourselves, and we prefer to get it from inside sources that we really trust. Also, it's really great to have that reporter, Dylan Patton, who is writing the article for Time Magazine, and who will have it actually published really soon. We just got confirmation, like for sure 100% confirmation on that now, that he actually got official confirmation from other sources in the industry as well, because that's a major step that actually happened.
And then, let me stop you. We got to go to break. One more segment with you. Then after you announced all of this and said, this is what we heard from insiders, everybody brought out mainstream articles showing each piece of what you'd said, confirming it. So stay with us for one more segment. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Okay, sir?
Sure thing. Sure thing.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening. They're coming after the Internet. The establishment cannot allow it to continue or not allow it to operate.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NOWTRAK.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Flipping the switches. They are already doing exactly what they said they do to the web. For six, almost 7 years since I learned of this, I've been warning people every week and being laughed at. as we put links to Internet 2. We covered it when they came in to Austin 3 years ago and met. They're hijacking the Internet. They're taking it over. Piece by piece. Are you going to let them do it? And Reese Lason, in closing, great folks from iPower, who've been getting a lot of the info out on this. What are solutions in your idea to stop them? I mean, obviously, let the public know what's happening. But then what's the second part of that equation? You got 3 minutes.
Well, the first part, of course, is raising awareness, and that's pretty much the phase that we really have to focus on now, because we have a lot of people who are saying, like, well, we have to protest, we have to do like some sort of organized protest, but right now that's not really the phase to do that in, because we need the social network for it to grow a lot larger, and that's what we're focusing on now, because once it has a certain user base, then we can really start and, for example, start street team activism that would really raise a lot more awareness and kick the momentum up a notch. Of course, one big part of that is just trying to penetrate mainstream media, which is not actually working by going through Time Magazine. All that is actually something that will lead to more political interest, more mainstream awareness, more opposition when internet providers actually do things in those directions. But also, it provides more of a stimulation for other sort of rogue internet providers to start their own thing, because that's also a very valid solution. If it becomes clear in the industry that there is a very big demand for a very open and free internet, then an alternative will pop up faster when they start to restrict it. And that's also a great thing that could come out of this. So we're really right now just focusing on the first phase, which is get as much momentum to the awareness as possible and penetrate the mainstream media with it. Because if we don't have that, we're not going to get anywhere, and that's really what we're putting all our efforts into right now. As soon as we get further than that, then we'll already see automatically a lot of stuff being set in motion, and then we can start. Then we can really start looking into how we organize protests, how we do any sort of street team activity, how we put pressure on politicians, etc. So yeah, that's our point of view on it right now. And we'll definitely be digging in for more information at we're constantly working to get more info from more sources, and we're constantly updating the site. So if we, for example, next week get more information from more of our inside sources, we'll put it online as soon as we get more confirmation from more high-profile people that we can actually, you know, give out names. We'll definitely do that too, because those are things that are very, very important for mainstream media. So that's also something that we're really working on, because I'm saying this because if anyone who's listening in now who might be working with an ISP or who might know someone who is and who has actual information about this, someone who, for example, doesn't care about getting fired from the ISP who works for wants to come forward, you know, you're very much welcome to
take
that.
All right, listen, we're out of time.
Yep.
Reese Lason, come on in the near future with us again, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.